Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad. It's recorded in the Psalm of David. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Welcome to the Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. We are Circle Friends here under the teaching and tutelage of Pastor Dolly Bunnett, the wonderful woman of God. Hallelujah to God. And this is the holiday weekend, and we thank God for Pastor Scholastica, who's working the technical today, the technical system.
Amen.
We want to welcome you, everyone. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I believe today is the 30th day of June, the year of our Lord. And welcome to the Prayer, Prayer, Deliverance Ministry. We are a circle of friends. This is our hour of our prayer as we go forward. So, this is the day that the Lord has made, I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made, I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, hallelujah, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. We worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. We worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. We give you praise because we are our righteousness. We worship you, Almighty God, there is none like you. Jesus, 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 there's something about that name, Master, Savior, Jesus, like a fragrance after the rain. Kings and kingdoms shall all pass away, but there is something about that name. We worship you, Almighty God, there is none like you. We worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. We give you praise because you are our righteousness. We worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. So give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks unto the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given us Jesus Christ, his Son. And now, let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks. 30th day of June. Another month has just gone by so fast.
Yes.
Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. We're going to move right on and get into the service.
Yes.
I feel the Spirit of God just moving
yes.
so early this morning. And it's so prevalent that it does move. Hallelujah
yes.
to God.
Yes.
I want to remind you that next week on Wednesday,
yes.
we're going to begin the fast of the month for July.
Yes.
And it's going to start, I believe on Wednesday would be the 6th. Hallelujah, God.
Yes.
But I will give you the scripture for that today.
Mm-hmm.
And so that would be fresh in your mind so that you would include it in your prayers and
yes.
meditate on it over
yes.
the weekend. No, Pastor's
it's
coming tomorrow. But, you know, we're preparing for the weekend. Hallelujah, God.
Yes.
Because God is always ahead of us. And what we do about 3 days, hallelujah, God. Hope that you hear me. Well, I'm moving around trying to get to see a microphone in my hand. Hallelujah, God. And we thank God for all that he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
The scripture for next week is what we're going to do is we're going to be using 1 Timothy 4. And as we go into 1 Timothy 4, we're gonna get this hour called prayer today.
Yes.
It speaks on this wise. Don't know what I did for King James Version. But the life of the King James Version.
Oh.
Yeah, King James.
Okay.
It's also
yes.
the Spirit.
Now the Spirit speaks.
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
It says the Spirit speaks
expressly
that
it's at the time some shall depart from the faith,
mm-hmm.
giving heed to seducing spirits
yes.
and doctrines of devils,
mm-hmm.
speaking lies and hypocrisies, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from foods which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth.
Hallelujah.
Verse 1 to 3.
Amen. Read a little more.
Okay. For every creature of God is good, and nothing is to be refused if it is received with thanksgiving. For it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. Okay.
That's
1 to 5. If you instruct brethren in these things, you will be a good minister of Jesus Christ,
yes,
nourished in the words of faith and of good doctrine, which you have carefully followed. But reject profane and old wives' fables and exercise yourself toward godliness. For bodily exercise profits little, but godliness is profitable for all things, having the promise of life that is now and of that which is to come. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance. For to this end we both labor and suffer reproach because we trust in the living God,
Amen.
Who is the Savior of all men, especially of those who believe. These things command and teach. Verse 11.
Amen. Amen. We thank you. We read pretty much more, hallelujah, but we're going to catch the first 3 or 4 verses from the Spirit, speaking expressly,
mm-hmm.
that in latter times some shall depart from the space, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, hallelujah,
yes.
God,
yes.
speaking lies and hypocrisy, and
yes.
have their minds seared
yes.
with a higher hot iron,
yes.
hallelujah, God. And that's for the fasting. We were going to go with the first thing comes to mind when you think of fast is Isaiah 55:53.
Mm-hmm.
It says this is a day of fasting
yes.
that we have chosen that to so that, you know,
yes.
Turn down your plates and fast. But this time I use Roman because it says it speaks of this time that some shall depart from the faith.
Amen.
Giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils.
Mm-hmm.
And if you notice, without any have you noticed that times have gotten harder for the saints of God? Hallelujah to God. it seems like the oppression coming through. The months seem to go by faster, and everything is going faster.
Yeah.
But we're going to open up with the opening prayer. We're going to continue in this hour of power prayer here at Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Please hold our dear sister and Pastor Darlene, who's traveling about taking care of business.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, God, we thank God for him.
Amen.
He'll have the opening prayer. Father, through the name of Jesus, O Lord God, we pray that you move by your spirit this morning and by your power. That you are moving by your spirit and by your power, Lord God.
Yes.
We say, Lord, have thine own way, Lord, have thine own way, Lord. We are the part of Lord God, thou art the clay, O Lord God. Mold us and make us this day, O Lord God, after thine own way, O Lord God. Lord God, bless every prayer request that have been called in this week, O Lord God, and those that we receive even when we're not on the ear, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, we pray that you work strong deliverance, O Lord God. Lord God, there are people that are on drugs, O Lord God, people that are in strained by control substance, O Lord God, and cannot get out, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God.
Yes,
Lord, you're the God that proclaim that all flesh is yours, O Lord God. And you're married to the backslider, O Lord God. There's those that are drugged to drug addiction, O Lord God, pornography, alcohol, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. There's those that are despondency, O Lord God.
Yes,
we pray for those people, O Lord God, that are sitting on the streets today in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. That just see them all every day, Lord God. Just sitting there, Lord God, nowhere to go. Have spots that they're carved out under trees, O Lord God, on intersections, O Lord God, on the bridge, rooftops, abandoned building, O Lord God. We pray for those that are homeless today, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We pray for those that are single by themselves, that are alone, O Lord God. We pray for those that are divorced, O Lord God, because of certain circumstances in their life, O Lord God. We pray for those that have companions again, O Lord God, who love the covenant, I use that word, matrimony of getting married, O Lord God, and then someone proved unfaithful, O Lord God, and then they've come to life, they're off scowling, O Lord God, they're struggling to make it, O Lord God, paying bills and carrying on, O Lord God, because they figured that they had a lifelong mate, O Lord God, and just got instead of getting there and destroyed things and made it go wrong, O Lord God. So we pray for those that abide themselves, O Lord God, that they will find companions that are compatible, O Lord God, not soulmates or soul ties, O Lord God, but that are compatible, that can walk in the spirit with them, O Lord God, so that they will not fulfill the lust of the flesh, O Lord God. God, we pray for those that are sick, O Lord God, and those that are afflicted, O Lord God, those that are suffering with the COVID virus, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Those that are in the hospital, O Lord God, even those that are in the hospital, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God.
Yes.
We ask that you protect our children, O Lord God, as they are out here on the streets and they summer vacation, O Lord God, from school, maybe up north have not turned out just yet, but it should have by now. O Lord God, we pray that you bless, O Lord God, we drive-by shootings, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God.
Yes.
This killing spirit, O Lord God, the spirit of Cain, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. So we look to you, Lord God, so if you're the author, and the business of our faith, we pray for you. We are watching the church today.
Yes.
I have to keep a track of the time.
Yes.
Lord God, and we pray that you bless and that you protect us, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God.
Yes.
God, we thank you, Lord God, for this hour of power to pray, Lord God.
Yes.
Lord God, we pray for Pastor Darlene, O Lord God. Once again, we should use the Lord God, Pastor Scholastic, O Lord God.
Yes.
Working behind the scenes as well as others that have come to seek, O Lord God.
Yes.
And both their tent, their time, their talent, O Lord God.
Yes.
So this hour of power of prayer, Lord God. Don't want anyone to be left out in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. That you move by your spirit and by your power. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And we thank you, God, and we praise you, God, in the name of Jesus. All those that are here on the line, hallelujah, God, get your mind focused on your families and your friends and your prayer requests, because we're going through this hour of power of prayer, and it seems like the time is not seems like the time has been speed up. So we want to get everyone in on the broadcast, hallelujah, God, and on time. Without further ado, hallelujah, I'm bringing our love to our friends. It's hopefully we're going to do the scripture of the week and expound, and then we'll be back.
Yes.
We'll get some prayer requests, your testimonies.
Yes.
Because this is only 1 hour. I remember when we first started the broadcast, we were stuck with what to do for a whole hour. Now it seems like the hour just flew by.
Yes.
So we're going to read the scripture of that which is an act in the life this year. Amen.
Amen.
I wonder, you can hear me pretty well? Can somebody answer me here pretty well here?
Oh, yes.
Can you hear me on the over here? Hallelujah. Maybe I checked the phone here. Okay, we still.
Yes, yes, we can hear you. We can hear
okay,
you.
Thank you.
I didn't hear. I didn't understand the question. What you say?
No, I was checking to say if you're gonna hear me well, because it gets quiet,
yes,
then I don't have to exterior speaker.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But we're gonna go on, hallelujah, God, and we're going to the wife is gonna read the scripture that we could expound a little bit. Then we'll be back to get the prayer.
Yes.
And we just wanna be mindful of the time that they're
yes.
We thank
Amen.
You.
Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everyone. Grace, mercy, and peace to all of you from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We do give honor to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to our beloved pastor and visionary. Praise the Lord, Pastor Bundage in her absence. And, of course, our dear Pastor Scholastica, praise the Lord. We do honor her. And, of course, and to all the saints of the Most High God, the clergy that's on the line, to everyone in their respective places. Truly, this is the day, hallelujah, that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Praise God. We're going to read this scripture of the week, Acts 2:21. Praise the Lord. And it reads like this: "And it shall come to pass that whosoever call on the name of the Lord shall be saved." Praise the Lord. And we see here this particular scripture. It's a powerful sermon that Apostle Peter is speaking to the people during the time of, praise the Lord, the day of Pentecost, when actually the church was born. Hallelujah. There was the great outpouring of the Holy Spirit, the fulfillment of the prophet Joel in Joel 2:28. Hallelujah, when it says that the Spirit of the Lord would fall on all flesh, and then, hallelujah, Joel 2:28 says, "And afterward I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh," praise the Lord. "Your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your men will dream dreams. Your young men will see visions. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my Spirit in those days." So what was happening is there was a fulfillment here of this prophecy as the day of Pentecost had happened. And there were many people. There were Jews who were gathered from various nations, and they heard the people glorify God in the various languages. Hallelujah. And this was a prophecy being fulfilled. And Peter had to remind the people that these men were not drunk as they supposed, praise the Lord. But he said, this is a fulfillment of the prophecy of Joel. And it's so important that we understand that there was power released into every one of those disciples who had gathered at the upper room. I believe it was 120 of them. And they all received the gift of the Holy Ghost. And so now Peter is letting the people know, hallelujah, that it's very important for all of those who had gathered for this Jewish festival of the Pentecost. This Pentecost time also for the Jewish people at that time, they would come to Jerusalem once a year to give thanks for their harvest. Praise the Lord. And now they are gathered, but they hear, hallelujah, of this preaching of Peter in encouraging them to embrace their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and how it's important that they must repent of their sins, that they would be spared the wrath of God on the Lord's day. It's so important to understand that there's a judgment coming. And in essence, what Peter was telling them, if you want to be saved, if you want to be saved, come on into the Lord's house. Hallelujah. Well, we see here on this day of the outpouring of the Holy Ghost, the church was birthed. Hallelujah. And the men and women of God, hallelujah, were empowered by the power of the Holy Ghost to go forth and preach the gospel, to preach the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. And it's so important that Peter was reminding them, in order for you to be filled with this Holy Spirit, to be filled with the Holy Ghost and have the power of God on your side, you've got to believe with all your heart that this Jesus that was crucified and on the third day was raised from the dead, he is the only wise, true, and living God. Come on into the Lord's house. I believe this is what Peter was trying to encourage the people to do. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I just want to read this part here, Acts 2, where Peter stands up, verse 14, where it says, "But Peter, standing up with the 11, raised his voice and said to them, 'Men of Judea and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known unto you, and heed my words. For these men are not drunk, as you suppose, since it's only the third hour of the day. But this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel.'" And I'm in verse 17. It says, "And it shall come to pass that in the last days God will pour out his spirit on all flesh." See, the Holy Ghost had to come to empower us, first of all, to live right, to live holy. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And so he's saying, he's reminding them of the prophet Joel's prophecy here. And he says, "It shall come to pass in the last day I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy." And he goes on to tell them what the Holy Spirit was going to do in that day. And now Apostle Paul is letting them know, now today is the fulfillment of Joel's prophecy. And now he's letting the men and women who had gathered at that blessed day of celebration of Pentecost, letting them to know the importance of receiving Christ, that they may be spared the wrath of God to come on the Lord's day. Because on the Lord's day, it represents a time of judgment when those who do not receive Christ will be destroyed. Those who believe in Jesus shall be saved. And he goes on to say in 21, "And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved." And we see in other places in the Old Testament where the word of God is confirmed, hallelujah, concerning this truth. Proverbs 18 and 10 says that the name of the Lord, hallelujah, is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it and are saved. Psalms 86 and 5, David picks it up and says, "For you, O Lord, are good and forgiving and abounding in steadfast love to all who call upon your name." Glory be to God. I like what it says in Romans 10, 12 and 13. "For there is no distinction," hallelujah, "between Jew or Greek. For the same Lord is the Lord of all, who bestows his riches," hallelujah, "upon those who call on the name of the Lord, that they shall be saved." Over and over again, we see scripture confirming the same truth, that those who truly believe God out of a pure heart, who really confess that Jesus is Lord, hallelujah, as the scriptures give us to know in Romans 10 and 9, "That thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, thou shalt be saved." It's important, saints, that we call on the name of the Lord every day. We ought to be in prayer every day. "Lord, I need you. Lord, I need your help. Lord, fill me more with the Holy Spirit." Of course, we know people, we have all remembered the day that we were endowed with the power from on high, how we were all filled with the Holy Ghost. But I want to let you know, as we go through this Christian journey, we must be refilled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. It should be, hallelujah, our passion to be sealed with the Spirit of the Lord. Without the Spirit of the Lord, we would have no direction. Without the Spirit of the Lord, we have no power. We need power to preach this word. We need power, which is given to us by the Holy Spirit, to live right. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We know the devil can do, he can imitate anything. He can shout, he can run, and all these things, but he cannot live holy. This is what the power of the Holy Ghost will do. The Holy Ghost will give you that power, that grace, to run this race in true holiness. Jesus said, be ye holy, even as I am holy. Glory be to God. I want to remind you in Joel 2, verse 32 says, and it shall come to pass that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. I like what Apostle Peter winds up his speech in Acts 2:38. He says, repent, every one of you, and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I tell you, saints of God, this promise is not only to us, but to our children, and to all that are far off. So it's so important to understand that Peter was trying to let the people know that this gift that they see in operation was not only for the Jewish people, but was also for the Gentiles. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So it's so important to understand the unconditional love of God, the inclusive love of God. Glory be to God. The great love of God, how he loves all people in all nations. Hallelujah. God is not willing you all that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. This is a powerful sermon by the Apostle Peter, one who had denied Jesus 3 times. But you see what happened, hallelujah. He got back connected with Jesus, hallelujah. I'm sure he repented to the Lord, hallelujah. And it was the Lord Jesus Christ that asked Peter over and over again before he was ascended back up into the Father. He told Peter, he said, Peter, he said, do you love me, Peter? I believe he asked Peter this 3 or 4 times, my God. Peter said, Lord, you know. But and then at the end, he said, now, Peter, I want you to go feed my sheep. So I just let you know that Peter did repent, and God received his repentance, because Peter's repentance was sincere with his whole heart. And he had also obeyed the command of God, as did the 120 disciples who waited on the Holy Ghost to be endowed by the power of the Holy Ghost, that they were able to do the work of the Lord. Hallelujah. The early church, the early apostles, the people of God were a powerful church. Hallelujah. We must be a powerful church, working together, y'all, working in the Spirit, working in the Spirit of Jesus Christ, working in love, working in unity, working by faith, working in the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding of Jesus Christ, spreading the gospel, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but shall have everlasting life. Jesus said, I did not come to condemn the world, but that the world may be saved. Hallelujah. So, saints of God, we have a charge to keep and a God to glorify. Let us go forth too, as we too are endowed by the power of the Holy Ghost that we have received of this promise by faith, and let us do the work that God has ordained for us to do individually as well as collectively as a unified, loving body, obedient to the word of God. Because the Lord said before he left, he said, go ye in all the world and preach this gospel. Hallelujah to every creature. Glory be to God. So as I stated before, God's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. God bless you all, saints. And remember, He that calleth upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Sandy Saucy. Hallelujah for those wonderful words of wisdom. Hallelujah to God. Thank you, Lord God. We're still here going forth in this hour of power of prayer. Hallelujah to God. It's a beautiful day. The weather is nice. Glory to God. And we know that we're getting prepared to go forth in the name of Jesus. At this time, thank you, Jesus. We want to open the line to get your prayer request, and then we'll go forth. After that, hallelujah, we'll go further into the service in the name of Jesus, hallelujah to God. So at this time, we'll take your prayer request, hallelujah to God. And if there's a short testimony, we'll take it, hallelujah to God, and we'll see what we have done.
This is
God.
Sister Gladys. Thank God this morning for thus far for the our power of prayer, praise, and deliverance ministry. I have some prayer requests for my son-in-law's mother. Her name is Beverly. They cut out her small intestine because they found some cancer in there. And so when they did the surgery, and just last night he told me that they're going to have to go in and do some give her their treatment for the cancer radiation treatment because they found some cancer now in her colon, and praying that God, you know, she's not taking it well now at this time. And I also want to pray that God will heal her. And I also want to pray for Beverly, deliverance, thanking God for deliverance from drugs. Thank you, God, for that. And thanking God for my nephew, James Williams, that God, thanking God for a spirit of repentance, that he will repent because he was in prison for about 20-some years plus, and they did all kind of ungodly things to him. And I'm praying for the family members and stuff, and I don't want to stay on the line, you know, too long with just my stuff. And just praying for these three people, Beverly, James Williams, Brenda, for the cancer, and also for me and my family, for strength and God's continual unity in the body of Christ for our family. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. We'll certainly be praying.
Amen. Good morning. This is Sister Alice Marie, and I have a request for Maurice. He went to jail many years ago for defending himself. It was self-defense, but he's been doing a lot of time, and let's pray that God open the doors and let him out. And also for Ann's son, she has passed away. And while he was incarcerated, his name is, they call him Lil Dave. And he made a mistake in his early childhood. And he have learned, he said, I heard someone say he done learned from his mistakes and he ready to get on with his life. So let's pray that he be released this year, both of them be released this year. His name is Lil Dave, and that is Maurice. So let's pray that God open the doors and let them out. Touch the hearts of the people that make the decision, that they be released. And I just want to thank y'all for the word this morning, the prayer, and thank y'all for being here and everyone else. And I just praise God for what he's doing in my life, who he is in my life, and what he is in my life. And all the good blessings and miracles that have been pouring my way. So, thank you.
Amen. Amen. We'll certainly be praying. We have your prayer request there. Mm-hmm. Amen. Have someone else?
Good morning, Mrs. Chris.
Good morning, Mrs. Chris.
I have a prayer request. I'm praying for
I'm praying for my sister, you know, just going through depression and just grieving. I'm praying for Halik that he gets his feeling in his leg. I'm praying for my business and just favor over my life and my kids and my family. And that's it.
Okay. What's your sister's name?
Yolanda.
Yolanda, okay. Yolanda. And you said it's depression?
Yeah. You know, she's still grieving.
I was able to keep her in prayer, especially over the weekend, you know, throughout the day. Because God said he will keep them in perfect peace of mind to stay on. A number of people at this time are going through depression because it's like they are, it's like they are, the depression, because of the pressure that is upon us because of the signs of the time. We just came through 2 years of COVID, and then we got all wars and rumors of war and things not there, letting your business go the same way. So the adversary, his job is to offset you, to get your mind off the Lord. But the Lord promised to keep us in perfect peace of mind and stay on him. Amen. We thank you for the request. We have another prayer request here.
Good morning, this is Yvonne. I just want to keep me and my family in prayer.
You and your sister?
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we have another there.
Good morning. Scholastic is here. Thank you for the word and the prayers. Been encouraged to continue praying for the families and to just pray for the body of Christ for wisdom and spirit of discernment. As you said, you know, that the enemy tried to take us off line and make us, you know, distracted so that he can sneak in. So for discernment for the saints. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you. Okay.
This is Sister Maria again. I have a praise report. We have prayed for Sister Mary struggling with pediatric cancer. And I talked to her this week, and she said that she went and she had an appointment, and at that appointment she got good news that her treatment, that she said that her treatment is working. So we just want to just pray God for that prayer.
Thank God. We thank God that it is working. We thank God for the praise report.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. As I was sitting there, I didn't want to say anything. It's like I felt that was the purpose of the Holy Spirit that says, when somebody comes to you to have cancer, we try to believe God for the healing, because you're seeing God heal it, you're seeing God deliver it. But when they start to cut the cancer, I try to cut that spot out, we found out that it seems to spread faster. So it caused the people that when they're going to stand in faith in God and believe in for such a strong spirit of cancer to be broken. I had a brother-in-law about 18, 20 years ago. I don't know how long ago it was. He had cancer of the lymph nodes, and same thing that Jackie O died from when we had the church in Orlando. And I told him, I said, I don't know what the lymph nodes were that had the cancer. But I said, but if you're going to stand in faith in God, you have to stand completely on God, on his word, as you do every prayer. And the book of the Lord's Prayer, the Lord said, don't think that you be heard because of more of your much speech, but to stand in faith, nothing wavering. That all of a sudden we were going to Benny Hinn meetings and stuff and trying to get in the prayer line. See, like every time that he got up there, got close, that somebody, that the line would cut off, you know. And then I said, well, I'll stand in faith with you. And he worked for Florida Hospital to make the testimony short. And they were covering him, and they said, well, if you don't take the treatment, we're not going to cover you. But he decided that he was just going to stand on the word of God, the promise of God. And as he stood on the promise of God, he stopped the treatment. He said the chemotherapy was knocking him out. You know, he said he felt worse when he came back from the chemotherapy. So all I could do is stand with you in prayer. But how many of you know that the prayers of the righteous availeth much? The Bible says the prayers of a righteous man the prayers of the righteous avail as much. All of a sudden, his hair that was gone and started coming back like an infant baby. He had that nice curly hair and stuff. And the last time I saw him, it had been almost 20 years that he was cancer-free. So when you're standing on the prayers and when you're standing on faith in God, let nothing be wavered. I believe it's James. James that said that waves is like the waves of the sea carry to and fro. Hallelujah to God.
Yes.
So we believe like for the even the circulation and the leg. We believe for everyone that's going through it. Everyone that comes to this hour, power prayer, their prayer requests go through here. That God is going to bless and God's going to move in a miraculous way.
Mm-hmm.
We just stand on that fact. Hallelujah to God. And everything else we cast it down, vain imagination, demons, devil, struggle. Because what happened is cancer is no more than a cell that went bad because of worry and stress, and then it picked up the cancer cell, then it begins to destroy the body. I didn't want to say all that about it, but I was trying to say, well, I'll just take a prayer with God like everybody else. But I said, somebody might come to someone else, and they say, well, I have this situation, and they want to cut on it. And if your faith is strong enough to get the people that believe and get the healing scriptures and stuff and stand on the word of God, because he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Same thing with that, we had a prayer from one of the saints called in and said they were having problems with the leg. Hallelujah to God. Sometimes it could be just a simple thing as an aspirin causing circulation not to go through the leg right, and then it'd be a pain in the leg. And you really don't want to deal with it, but we believe in God that he's going to deliver. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah to God. Amen. If you say with the two or three together, we'd be in the midst. Hallelujah. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. We have another prayer request. Hallelujah to God. Amen. We want to keep Minister Sister Mary in prayer. Hallelujah to God. She's probably busy today, but we know that she usually asks for her and the family. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to ask to see if Pastor Darling has came in today, because it's the time that we usually put the hand in the service to talk about the drive-by shootings and the killings and everything. And
no, she's not available today.
Okay. She's not available today. But we will continue on in this hour of power of prayer. Hallelujah,
yes,
God.
Yes.
And we thank God we're going to go into the corporate prayer.
Yes.
Because the spirit of Cain, the spirit of murder, it's everywhere. Hallelujah to God.
Yes.
I seen that they were there yesterday in the news or the day before, that they were recruiting people for the police department and stuff. They're trying to catch them out, teenagers and stuff like that. They see that you get together, you get the law enforcement working. My prayer is, Lord God, that you get chosen people, oh Lord God, to protect your people, and that they would do something, because this is a situation with the drive-by shooting, that God would have to intervene, because it seems like there's those that just love having their guns, hallelujah to God, feel like there's a need for it, but then there's more illegal use of it, hallelujah to God, and these things affect our lives. Very terribly still point for the people to recover. Children have gotten killed, you know. I can't begin to fantasize how the hurt would be of you having a child so young, and being that the child is so young, that something happens to that child, and the child is just no more, and the child didn't even cross 10 years of age, Holly, you know. And that somebody that you had plans for, you put your dreams and your hopes into that child. Anyone who goes to work that day and they just don't show up, and there's one that I think is terrible, that said that the lady, husband got killed in the driveway in front of the daughter. And then the news media comes up and asks us, well, did you have anything to do with your husband's murder and stuff? You know, I said, I don't believe that somebody would just kill their spouse like that. They'd end up be badgered about it. And she said it took on bad effect. So we praying for her, the peace of mind that she's standing in truth, that it would come to pass. And we have to stand on the promises of God, the plan that does not fail, hallelujah to God. And we stand there, hallelujah to God. We want to see if the wife, you want to weigh in, you have something to say about this here? Either. Okay. We go to.
We can pray it. We can pray that that spirit would be bound.
Mm-hmm.
We have to pray that by the power of the Holy Spirit, that evil spirit be bound in the name of Jesus. So we can speak the words that the enemy would stop his attacks against the people of God, the children of God. So we're going to bind that demonic spirit. We're going to cast it out in the name of Jesus. And we're going to pray that these people receive salvation, that they be saved, truly healed in their minds. A lot of people who do these terrible crimes have broken hearts, have, you could say they have demonic spirits, and we can't give it any reason, or we think of this, we know that they're not saved, so people are not saved to do anything. So we're going to pray that they be saved, healed, and truly delivered out of all their demonic oppressions.
Amen, amen. We're going to pray in a minute, and we're going to go up to the top of the hour. Precious Galactica, you have something that you want to weigh in on this year about the drive-by shootings and the murder. Do you have a word or two? If you're not at work.
Oh, excuse me. Sorry. I didn't hear you, Pastor Hosley. What you say?
Okay, I was saying if you had something that you want to weigh in on the special prayer for the drive-by shooting and the murder spirit and the chaos that's going on now, if you have any words of wisdom, I said if you'd like to weigh in and say something, we'll take this time and hear you.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to be brief and kind of slow because I'm at work, but I would encourage us to, you know, we are speaking spirits. We have to continue speaking and confessing the word of God. We can always rely on his word because it is true and it does not change. So we will continue to base on 2 Chronicles 7:14, where it says, if my people who are called by my name, you know, when we humble ourselves, it's not have to be very careful because the Holy Spirit was ministering to me about discernment and not to be become complacent and become like a ritual. You know, you wake up, it becomes second nature, like you're really not there, but you are there. You wake up in the morning and you call in and do other things as long as you are online and then just say, I was on prayer in the morning. But we have to be here both spirit and body and our mind to be here. And the Bible says we have to humble ourselves and then we pray and seek his face and turn away from our wicked ways. So we are gatekeepers. We are prayer warriors. We stand on the gap. We are on the wall. And if we remember the story of the children of Israel, you know, they were on the wall. With one hand, they were building. With the other hand, they had a sword. And they were fighting. Right. That needs focus.
Yes.
That needs concentration. Right. So that's what we need to do. And as we pray, standing on the behalf of the nation and nations, and then we know that it is done because the word of God is true. He hears. He's not a deaf God. He's a God who hears prayer, and he forgives our sins. As we confess, he forgives, and will heal our land. Lord knows, you and I know, our land needs some healing in all areas, not economically only, relationship-wise, families and all that stuff. I didn't mean to be carried away, but you know, let's just be praying and sticking on the word of God and not give up in Jesus' name. Thank you for giving me the time. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for commenting on it.
Yes.
And because we've been praying for travel and mercy, everything earlier, things have changed. Thank you, God. Things have changed. And he slows it down so that we could just go forth and that the prayers would be targeted, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that as we target the prayers and as we get ready to go up before the Lord, that we'd be able to go all the way through. Hallelujah to God. It still has come to mind that I'm still praying for someone that was in, I believe, Pastor's Darlene's family. Somebody got shot or something, and they got shot in the hand or something. Their finger was in trouble there. So that could have, I don't know how long ago the prayer request was, but we're still praying. Hallelujah to God.
Yes.
Because sometimes the healing process takes time.
Yes.
God unrolls things, he revealed things, and then the healing would come. So it takes time to hold the courage when that begins. But Alonzo, we want to go up in a corporate prayer, and we have about a good about 10 minutes or so briefly in the end, and we want to get to the top of the hour. So if you have any other prayer requests that have not made it to the line, and we have a number of people in my family and in the wife family and that have called and that need kidneys and they have back problems that need operation on the hips and stuff, just call us out there. Well, we have this large prayer going up before the Lord, hallelujah, God. And traveling mercy to those that all that are traveling body here, hallelujah, hallelujah, Pastor Bundes and others, hallelujah, God, those that are traveling by automobiles, hallelujah to God, and those that are going on cruise ship, hallelujah to God, to celebrate that this would be a celebration because our job is to pray because we are the watchmen of the wall, like Pastor Scholastica alluded to. We're on the wall, hallelujah to God. Just as that Jeremiah, the prophet, that he built the wall, hallelujah to God.
Nehemiah,
you know, we have to have one hand in the work, hallelujah to God, and the other in prayer. You have to be sober, you have to be vigilant because the adversary, the adversary, the devil, rolls up and down to and fro from the earth, seeking whom we may devour. We don't want to devour anyone. You're not done. The spirit that you have in you is eternal. It springs up into eternal life. So you can praise God and believe God for strength in the body. Not well, just keep believing God. I do the same thing. I just know that things are going to start all over again and that I'm getting stronger every day in the name of Jesus.
But
then we're going to go into prayer, hallelujah to God, and everyone praying, the lines are open, and then we're going to pray God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that we can all
We are coming to you, Lord, of friends, Jesus, and grandmothers. Oh, my God.
Her line.
In the name of
Jesus.
Knowing that you are prayer answering God,
and
Lord God, we pray with our hearts
for
the goodness
of God.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Hallelujah.
We thank everyone for coming. We love you.
Yes.
We thank you. Stay strong in the Lord and the power of His might. We serve the God of love and is and is to come. We thank you, Lord God, for this hour of power.
Glory be to God.
We hand to the past, the past, this, the last, the now. Take us to the top. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Bring up the end of your service. Thank you for His name. That you'd hear for final comments.
Yes, Lord.
The benediction is passed up.
Yes,
the
Lord.
And we thank you.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
And
let the church say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Glory,
we just thank
Lord.
God for each and every one of you for taking time and standing on the gap, interceding for others. And we decree and declare that uncommon favor locates you, that wherever you go, rules, regulations, policies, procedures, even price tags will be on your favor and be charged on your behalf because of the favor of the Lord. You all have a beautiful, blessed, productive day, and we will see you tomorrow at the same time.
Amen.
Same call, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Be blessed. Bye-bye.
Yes.
Love you.
Love you. Love you all.
Love you all.
Love you all.
God bless each and every one.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Carol Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Carol Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.